Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Hasek of BarnBurner.ca, and welcome to the Barn Burner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, Fire Up show is available on 122 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. And don't forget to download our app, the Barn Burner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to your respective store, search Barn Burner, download it today. While you download it, rate it, make a comment, just get it. It's free. Welcome to the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show, a pay-per-view review of the Survivor Series. The Survivor Series 2020 went down November 22nd, 2020 from the Thunderdome in Orlando, Florida. First of all, on the pre-show, the gobbledygooker who hatched 30 years ago tonight is your new 24/7 champion. And then on the pre-show, we had an inter-brand battle royal, Raw Superstars, SmackDown Superstars. Well, John Morrison was the first one being eliminated, and it came down to Chad Gable, Dominic Mysterio, and The Miz as the final three in the Battle Royal. The winner of the Battle Royal was, well, first people thought it was Dominic throwing out Chad Gable, but then The Miz came out and threw out Dominic because The Miz went underneath the bottom rope, not over the top rope. The Miz won the Battle Royal by defeating Dominic. That's how, well, ending of the pre-show for Survivor Series began. Well, the first match of the Survivor Series actual pay-per-view was the Raw Men's match, and what a demolishment. Seth Rollins said to Sheamus, do your job for the greater good. He was the first one eliminated. And Raw clean swept SmackDown 5-0. Nobody got eliminated from Raw. Everybody got eliminated from SmackDown. Keith Lee did his move, a final move on, well, Jey Uso and Team Raw won. Now it's time for the New Day versus You Want the Smoke? Let's go. The Street Profits beat the New Day in a very, very good match. Big E came out with the New Day. And the New Day are in Gears of War, the new video game coming out. You could get it on Xbox. And the Street Profits got the smoke, and they defeated the New Day in a very, very good match. Kudos to the WWE, elevating new talent. This should propel the Street Profits into superstardom. Bobby Lashley clobbered Sami Zayn in about 4 minutes. Sami Zayn got like 20 seconds of offense. Roman Reigns tells Jey Uso he's a loser. He doesn't have time for loser. Go find your brother. Get out of his arena. A good, probably 14 minutes match between Sasha Banks and Asuka. And finally, Sasha Banks gets the victory over Asuka. Yes, Sasha Banks beats Asuka. Then we go backstage. Gobbledygooker is looking around. He is, by the way, he's still your 24/7 champion. He gets pinned by Tazawa, who gets pinned by R-Truth. So R-Truth is once again your 24/7 champion. Then it's time for the ladies' 5-on-5 match. Well, you kind of knew this is going to happen. The ladies' Survivor Series match, Lana tagged herself in, looked good, and then Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler said, step down, go on the steps. Don't enter the ring, go on the steps. Well, the last one, after Shayna Baszler was disqualified, was Nia Jax and Bianca Belair. Both of them got counted out, And guess who was the sole survivor of the match? Was Lana. Yes, Lana won it for her team as the sole survivor. What a match. What a match. Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, Jey Uso came out, helped out Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns victorious. Drew McIntyre should have won that match. What? I want to see that match again and again and again. What a match. Roman Reigns beating Drew McIntyre. Survivor Series concluded with the farewell to The Undertaker. They brought out Ric Flair, Triple H, the Godwins, Savio Vega, Jeff Hardy, Kevin Nash, Rikishi, and then Vince McMahon, very shaken, he says it's time to introduce the Taker, and the Taker took the mic and said, R.A.P., rest in peace to the Undertaker. He went on a knee. They had Paul Bearer there with the urn. And that's how Survivor Series concluded for 2020.